Firstly, I am headed back to Iraq to meet with our U.S. troops there and with Iraqi military leaders and officials and our American military there as well. This will be my third trip into Iraq. I have been there in 2005 and 2006, and this will be my trip into that area in 2007. I'll be traveling with Senator Nielsen of Nebraska, Max Baucus of Montana, and Olympia Snow of Maine. I want to see firsthand what's happening on the ground after having listened to the reports by General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker. In Iraq, I hope to be able to talk to, first and foremost, our American troops on the ground themselves. And I want to talk to soldiers who are on the front lines, as well as to our military leadership, and I will have the opportunity to do that. I also will spend time with the Iraqi government leaders to get a sense from them in terms of pace in which they're moving forward or not moving forward with respect to some of the benchmarks that we had expected them to move forward with. I have stated during the last year as I've worked on this issue that it is my view that we need to have a mission change in Iraq, that we need to move our troops from having a mission that is defined by combat and essentially policing a sectarian civil war in Iraq to one in which we have a more narrow and limited mission in Iraq. And that narrow and limited mission is to chase al-Qaeda through our special operations forces, to make sure that we are protecting our forces and our assets in Iraq, and that we're providing training to the Iraqis so that they can take over their responsibility, and that is to provide their own security. My focus since December has been on the implementation of the Iraq Study Group recommendations. I still think it is the only coherent, comprehensive, bipartisan way forward that's been put on the table since the beginning of this war, now almost 5 years ago. And I think there are many elements of those recommendations which are still appropriate and relevant today. There may be some toughening up of our bill that we can do, and we're having conversations about doing that at this point. Thirdly, I want to comment on legislation I introduced today relating to the closure of the FSA offices, the Colorado Farm Service Agency. has proposed closing 5 county offices in the state of Colorado in Bend County, Larimer, Rio Grande, Conejos, and El Paso County. You know, for those of us who know the way of life in rural areas, the FSA office in a county is akin to having your school building closed in the county when you only have one school building in the county. For us in Conejos County, when I think about the FSA office in La Jara being closed, it would mean a very important and symbolic closure that would send the wrong signal to rural America as we're trying to revitalize rural America. It's like telling them you're not important enough for us to have an FSA office in your county. And so I have introduced legislation to have the U.S. Department of Agriculture have a one-year moratorium with respect to the closure of any offices so that then we can move forward with a more strategic program concerning whatever efficiency measures the USDA and FSA want to find with respect to their offices. I want to comment briefly on a couple of other things that are important to Colorado. The first is the passage of the transportation bill today includes $158 million for Colorado. That's a very significant investment in helping us deal with the very huge road challenges that we have in Colorado. My hope is that Detroit and the auto dealers will recognize that we do have to move forward with, you know, significant increases in CAFE standards for our national vehicle fleets. I think the main point I wanted to make with the auto dealers is that the energy agenda for the nation is not something which is going to be a flash in the pan today or last year. This is an agenda that we're going to be on for a very long time, and conservation and fuel efficiency are one of the keystones of that agenda.